Welcome back to the only show that pound for pound is lighter than the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
My friends, oh yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Too soon.
Carney Show rolls on. Thursday Music Club time, boys and girls. Brings us Samantha Fisher from Play Forward. Hello, sister. How are you? Besides very quiet, how are you? Hello? Hello?
Sam, I miss you.
How are you? You miss me, yet you don't come to the studio anymore.
I know. What's up with that? I'll be there next week, I promise.
Really? Well, I'm going to take off.
So. As long as it doesn't snow or anything.
Yes. So what's your excuse today?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that question.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought. So bring us up to speed on what's going on with Play It Forward before we get into some local tunes.
Well, some really cool stuff. A lady has emailed me because she heard us on your show, which is really cool. And she's bringing me a clarinet, a violin, and a keyboard. So that's in just the last couple of days.
Nice. And then those
just
will go.
Just goes to show, all you got to do is get the word out and let people know what we're looking for, and they do deliver.
And these will go right out to kids in schools who sadly don't have the music programs that were available to us when we were in school. So,
yeah.
Hooray. All right. What else is going on the Play It Forward front?
This one's really exciting for me. I mean, it's such an honor to be a part of the pageant. At any time, Play It Forward's invited to be there. But this one is going to be May 17th. It's School of Rock out in West County is doing a benefit show for Play It Forward. And also part of 50-50, the ticket sales will also go to their scholarship fund that they set aside for students to continue in music education outside of school. It's a $25 ticket and $10 for general admission. And there's going to be about six, seven younger bands. I mean, I'm talking the 10, 11, 12, 14-year-old students of School of Rock that are going to perform for Play It Forward. It's going to be a rock concert at the pageant. So I'm sure these kids are pretty excited.
Yeah, what an amazing opportunity for them. Yeah, my boys both went to that School of Rock. And the first day, by the end of the session, they were playing a song.
Yes. And they do incredible work there, and it's just a blessing for Play It Forward to be included in such a big event. So we're really looking forward to that coming up the middle of the May. And I'm working on getting some tracks from some of the younger people, and maybe we'll start spinning some of that next week.
Okay.
Talking about it.
What's the date on that concert again?
It's going to be May 17th on Saturday, May 17th. Doors open at 6 p.m.
All right, darling, let's talk about the more seasoned and experienced musicians now as we like to turn people on to local music and encourage them to go out and see live music around town. So who's playing where? What's going on? Tell us more.
Well, this is no newbie to this show. We like to talk about Devin, a St. Louis local, making his way across the country, United States and Europe, of course, traveling with the Royal Southern Brotherhood. But he is home this weekend, a rare opportunity to see Devin Allman. So you can see him tonight at Redfish Bluefish. Show starts at 9 o'clock in St. Charles. Friday night at the Shanty in Soulard. But if you're going to go to that one, you better get there early because you'll be standing outside because he packs them in. He's been playing at the Shanty even before anyone knew who he was. And the big show Saturday at the Moonshine Bar in St. Charles. Unfortunately, if you don't have a ticket, you're not going because that show was already sold out.
So the shanty show, is that Devin alone, or is this Royal Southern Brotherhood? Or
no, it's just Devin. They're getting ready to go on their Australian tour beginning next week, I believe. And he's home for a few days doing some family things and hanging out with his son and hitting a cute few clubs while he's here. It's a rare opportunity because Devin's not here very much anymore. So Friday at the shanty, it'll just be Devin.
All right, you got a little something-something from him to play?
One of my favorite tracks. Of course, you can check Devin out at devinallmandband.com. One of my favorite tracks is Homesick.
My body's weak and my mind is gone. Been on the road way too long. I need you by my side, help keep me strong. Another day goes by,
who I kind of had a little bromance with when he was here in the studio.
You still do have a bromance.
Well,
he talked about you too.
We totally hit it off, but apparently not that well. He only came in here once. I never saw him again. He doesn't ride. He doesn't call. Nothing. So
we'll mention for him to give you a call. Now, listen, he's got a new album coming out, Ragged and Dirty. I think that'll be out this year sometime, so I know he's in the studio putting that together.
All right, well,
song was off the Turquoise album.
I know you're going to see him tonight, so tell him he's invited and tell him I said hi.
I will. Thank you very much.
Tell him thanks for the flowers. All right, we got time to do one more. What do you got, Sam?
Yeah, this is new for me. I just met this kid last week, and I was really impressed. 21-year-old SLU student, going to SLU for a business degree, and introduced himself as a musician. I really liked him. His name is Ryan Cholet, which is a great name. He has a 5-piece band. He has an album out. It's a 5-track EP called Sooner Than Spain that was released in 2013. He just recorded a record called Lou. It's a tribute to St. Louis, and that will soon be released. Of course, you can find Ryan on Facebook and Reverb Nation. Recently, in February, won the first round of a battle at Cicero's. Second round will be coming in June. Of course, if they get to the final rounds, they'll get 20 hours of studio time, and they'll open for a national act that's to be announced. But recently, you can catch him at Humphreys at SLU, April 23rd and May 4th. And the May 4th performance is actually a fundraiser for ALS. Mr. Cholet's father passed away when he was just a young man of 10 years old, and he puts on this fundraiser performance in memory of his father, Eric. And I think he's a really cool kid, and I thought he was very talented. I listened to some of his music today, and I liked it, and I thought we'd give him a shot on the radio show.
All right, we'll go out with Ryan Cholet. That's C-H-O-L-L-E-T if you want to look him up on Facebook or whatevs. Next time I want you in the studio, Sam, I'm not kidding.
Okay, I'll be there next week. And this track is called Mama Said.
All right, honey, thanks. And don't forget, it's playitforwardstl.org for more information on that front. A little bit of this from Ryan before we get to traffic.
Working so long, I end on my own tongues. Always in a hurry, but I never have to worry. She said, listen to what I say. Younger, as long as you find your own way. Take your time, cause you can't rewind. You can run your
21 years old, I think I was probably just celebrating the fact that I could throw away my fake ID. It had me as a 35-year-old Asian woman. But I stopped getting carded at 15, so it really didn't matter. All right, 140. There you go. Thursday Music Club. A little more music comes in the form of John Carter Cash next. Let's go out to the roads first. Ed Smarin's got traffic.